Yeah, we are back. I'm Alan Gervey. She's Carrie Kasem. We're not speaking to each other right now, but that's okay. We've been doing this for 7 years, so we kind of get it. Carrie, take yourself off pause. I want to see you. We're FaceTiming. I'm at home, and Carrie's in the studio.
Harry
Please
wanted
take
a
yourself
picture.
Off pause.
Harry wants a
What's
picture.
That?
I had to give Harry a picture. He still likes me after the
wait
show.
Wait a second. You two took a picture. Wayman's playing Don't Stand So Close to Me. You're socially distanced, and you're taking a picture together.
He doesn't have to worry about COVID, so just you can ask him about that later, and he can tell you why.
Oh, that is so cool. I wish I could say that same thing.
Yeah.
So you had a nice picture. That's
yeah, it's,
nice.
It's a real nice picture. Real nice.
Okay, let's talk to Jeff Lewis now. He's a First Amendment and privacy attorney. The firm is called Jeff Lewis Law, and he is the founding partner of Jeff Lewis Law. Jeff, welcome to Gervey's Law.
Hi, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. I hope that the conversation is a little less controversial than Carrie's conversation with Harry. And I guess they're still taking the picture because they're paused.
No, we're here. We're here now. I'm back.
You're back. Okay, there you are. Nice to see your face again. Talk to us, Jeff, about this Prince Harry, Meghan Markle lawsuit. And is it an invasion of privacy? And I know that's not an easy question. That's your area of expertise. But we're talking about drones taking pictures. Is that an invasion of privacy?
Well, let me answer it this way. If everything that's alleged in the complaint is true, it's absolutely an invasion of privacy. But the big question is, these photographs that are being peddled somewhere for sale, the photographs of baby Archie, nobody knows how they were taken. It's alleged possibly that it was taken by a drone flown in the backyard of a royal couple, but we don't know how those pictures were taken.
They moved from Canada because this was happening in Canada. The Daily Mail gave out their address, and now it's happening here. How do you stop that? They must have a lawsuit. They must have, a major lawsuit on privacy if they're giving out an address as well, not just the pictures.
That's an interesting issue. The address, publicly disclosing someone's address on the internet is not a subject of this lawsuit. What this lawsuit seeks to seek redress for is obtaining the picture through technology,
right,
peddling the picture, selling it, and possibly transmitting it. And I think one possible motive for this lawsuit is the royal couple doesn't need money, but perhaps this is a warning shot to any paparazzi who try to take pictures or sell pictures or even publish pictures, that if you mess with this couple, they're going to you're going to be buying a lawsuit.
Now, I know in France, they have these really strict laws about people and their children. And I'm surprised. Why can't they move there? Why don't people move there when they have that, if they really don't want to be bothered? California is known for how horrible their laws are. We have an anti-slap law here, so people can do and say what they want. And most of the time they can't get any, retribution.
Yeah, that's the most fascinating thing about this story. Why does the son of Princess Diana, who was hounded to her death by the paparazzi, why does somebody like that move to the paparazzi capital of the world,
right,
Hollywood, and think that they're not going to get attention?
It doesn't make sense. I think Meghan Markle, I think this is her hometown, if I'm not mistaken, and maybe she just wanted to be near family. I can understand that. But it just seems, it seems like they're welcoming it. They want it. And not saying they do. It's almost like a welcome to the paparazzi.
Yeah, by moving here and living in Beverly Hills, of all the cities in Southern California to pick, Beverly Hills is known for paparazzi. And using the royal titles, even in this lawsuit, I noticed the way the lawsuit is captioned, they still use the royal titles. So it seems like perhaps they're using their brand to maintain their name and their presence in the newspapers.
But Jeff, being a devil's advocate here, isn't there some anticipation that they would have a private life regardless of where they are? They're supposed to be living in what, Tyler Perry's mansion, $18 million. You would think that regardless of what city you're in or what country you're in, tell us about how a public figure like the prince and Meghan Markle would differ from a private person and why that is the case. I think that there should be some anticipation of privacy.
For sure, especially behind your the walls of your own home, in your house. So if you're, for example, in your living room and a drone flies into your backyard and a camera is poking through your window taking pictures of you, I think most judges would find that's an invasion of privacy. What about the photographers that are just standing on their street in front of their home in a public area taking pictures from there? I don't know that most lawyers or most judges would agree that there's any invasion of privacy standing in a public place.
Can you shoot down a drone if it's in your property?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. All I can say is it probably depends on how low it is and whether or not you felt threatened by it. But that's a great question.
Yeah, even if it's not, you know, with a gun, but something to take it out, you know, because if somebody's looking through my windows with a camera, I'm going to throw a rock at it. I'm going to throw a shoe at it. I'm going to, you know, shoot my gun at it. I probably wouldn't because I wouldn't want to get in trouble. But yeah, do anything.
Carrie, what about, you know, recently, and I can't remember the guy's name, the lawyer in Missouri who with his wife came out with the gun.
I saw that. They're going to win their lawsuit. Yeah, you're right, Alan.
Ask Jeff. Ask Jeff. I mean, you're talking about the same kind of thing. Can you fight this with some aggression versus having to accept that these people, the paparazzi, the dronerazzi, whoever, are doing a job that they apparently don't like?
Well, sure, you can be aggressive. One way is to physically combat a drone, but another way is the filing of this lawsuit and saying you're going to seek disgorgement of all profits that are made by anybody who touches these photos or publishes these photos. That's a pretty huge aggressive move by these lawyers for the royal couple.
And the question is whether they're going to be successful. From your experience, can people succeed in a lawsuit like this when you're talking about profits and interference with prospective economic advantage?
Yeah, that's the biggest question about this lawsuit. In papers filed on Thursday, the couple's lawyer described it as a race against the clock because they don't know who took these pictures. So they sued 100 Doe defendants. And now they're issuing subpoenas. They got permission on Friday to issue subpoenas to the three of the biggest companies that peddle celebrity photos to try to find out who actually took these photos and who's emailing about these photos. And the race is, can they get a court to issue an injunction before these pictures hit the internet and money changes hands? That's the big question.
You know, maybe they need to change the laws here. You know, maybe that's what they need to work on. And you can go after this as much as you can, and maybe they'll win, maybe they won't. But if there's an actual law that they start working on, you know, maybe that would give more protection to celebrities.
You know, it's interesting. The law that's currently in place, I believe there was a stricter law that was initially proposed that specifically named drones as a prohibited activity for getting pictures. I believe Governor Brown vetoed that law. And so you have this kind of watered down law that has a bit of vague language that if the judge concludes the photograph was taken in a way that's offensive to a reasonable person, then a judge can find that a violation of the statute happened, which is kind of a vague standard as opposed to making it illegal to use a drone to take a picture.
Do you think that they have a chance of winning this? Do you think, I mean, there's a whole bunch of John Does and Jane Does and who they're suing. Do you think they're actually going to get the names of the photographers and go after them? Do you really think they have a chance?
I think given enough time, they absolutely will find out who did it. The question is, will they find out before the pictures hit the internet? Because they've sent subpoenas to the three biggest companies. They're going to do more subpoenas. They have personal investigators. They'll find out who was peddling these pictures for sale. But the question is, will they be transmitted or published overseas beyond the reach of California law, or will it all happen before you get a judge to issue an order? And another complication is with COVID-19, our courtrooms are really, really slow right now. It's hard to get judges' attention unless there's a true emergency. And that's another challenge facing the royal couple.
Where do you see the line being drawn? You know, you're dealing with this all the time. And, you know, you mentioned if someone's going to stick a camera in someone's bedroom, well, you know, they're not going to get away with that. But, you know, in law school, we always hear about the air being free and you can go outside and if you hear an idea, for instance, it's not stealing an idea if someone's talking about it. So people are living their lives. There's paparazzi around. Where do we draw the line? And I know, you know, the drone may be one of those tough issues, but maybe there are easier issues.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. One of the things you could look at is the context. Is this a couple that puts themselves in the light and therefore invites attention? Or is this a private couple that typically shuns media and therefore a violation like this would be more egregious? That's one factor a court could look at in drawing the line. Another is the degree to which sophisticated technology is used. So taking a picture with your iPhone on the front step is very different than using a very expensive drone with a high quality camera. That's technology that maybe not everybody has access to.
You know, right. They said that they understand that they are newsworthy. They understand that what they do is newsworthy, but the photos taken of their son are harassment. And that's what they're saying. They're invasive and it's to profit from a child. You know, that's,
You know, it's interesting. The law actually allows for disgorgement of profits. If they find out who did this and if anybody made any money off of these photographs, they can get a judge, to the extent the judge has jurisdiction, to force that person to turn over all their profits to the royal couple or to the baby.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be really interesting. We only have a minute left. Jeff, if you were looking into your crystal ball, and I know we're not going to hold you to it, what's going to happen with this and where's the future going with this kind of surveillance?
Well, in this case, the big date is Wednesday when the three big celebrity photo companies have to answer a subpoena. And that's when we're going to know whether or not anything's going to happen, because either they have documents, emails, photos, or they don't. If they don't, then this lawsuit may not be successful and these photos might get published. But if they do, if there's documents that are produced in response to these subpoenas on Wednesday, I think you could probably see a settlement occurring or something happening out of the public eye.
Wow. Something to watch out for, and I think it's going to be interesting as we move forward. Jeff Lewis, we want to thank you for being with us here on Gervie's Law today. Jeff Lewis is the principal and founding partner at Jeff Lewis Law, and his website is jefflewislaw.com. Thanks for being with us, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
All right, Carrie.
Yes.
You okay?
And yeah, I'm fine. I don't get hyped up a lot on this show because a lot of times we don't.
Yes, you do.
No, not that hyped up. That was pretty aggressive, I think.
I was pretty upset. Yeah, no, you're doing fine. And it would have been so much easier if Dov Charney would have come on like he was supposed to. Today we were supposed to have Dov Charney.
You throw our guests under the bus. Maybe, you know, they couldn't come in.
Well, our guests were coming on anyway, but, you know, we had to move them up in the schedule because Dov canceled on us. Last week, I said Dov Charney, who is the former founder of American Apparel and formerly of American Apparel, who opened up Los Angeles Apparel, and there were 275 positive tests of coronavirus, and it was all over the LA Times, and Dov was going to come on and talk about what happened at his LA Los Angeles Apparel company that resulted in all of these coronavirus infections and what they were doing there. He claimed that it was just the percentage of people who get it, and he just has a lot of employees. I don't really buy that, but maybe Dov will come back on. I don't know why he canceled.
Well, I have no idea. Did you hear if any of the employees, they all made it through, correct? Everybody's okay?
I don't know. That's what we were going to ask Dov. And if he wouldn't have canceled, we would have had a lot more information. And I just, you know, I really honor people who honor their words. And if they say they're going to be on the show, I think they should be on the show.
Well,
and,
you know,
I think it's wimpy to not.
But some people cancel because they're on the advice of their lawyers. Maybe don't talk about it, right? Some people cancel.
Well, then bring their lawyer. Keith Fink was happy. Keith Fink's been on our show, Dov Charney's lawyer. Come on, guys. You can, if you're in the kitchen, you can handle the heat. All right.
Okay.
Well, I'm not teasing next week's show. You guys are going to have to listen to find out to see who canceled, who wimped out.
Oh, God.
Dov isn't even. Dov's ghosting Genevieve now.
Yeah.
We can talk about ghosting. Genevieve Wong, our producer, is getting ghosted by Dov Charney. Anyway, thanks for listening to Gervie's Law. We're looking forward to talking to you again next week, same time, KBC 790.
This show is furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.